Hello, we're on the topic of love, and we're still talking about love. Call a friend, tell them we're going to find the definition or redefine the definition of love in three different categories if I have the time. But if I don't, we'll continue the subject for this week. It's love. Let's remember that Webster has defined love as an emotional act. It's between two people that love each other. It's love, hugging, kissing. It's very emotional. It's sexual. It's when I'm in love, you're in love with the person, but it's more on the emotional side. And the reason why I'm defining all of these different characteristics is because this is what I believe brings confusion to the people of God. And when we don't have a good understanding, it causes us to wonder why certain things are not producing in our lives the way that they should, according to the Word of God. So let us define love from the Webster perspective. So we're in a Western civilization, and so love in a Western civilization, the one that we live in, it's sexual, it's emotional, it's according to our feelings. We are being moved by the feelings of our infirmities, and oftentimes we want someone to comfort us by loving us, by holding us, by consoling us. And so let's remember that love so that we will put all the love feelings that we have in the contents that they are supposed to be in. Now, let's go over to the Greek today. We're going to talk about the Greek and what the Greek definition for love in the Word of God. The Greek definition for love is this agape love. This agape love, which is not emotional, it has to do with the characteristics of the man or the woman of God who is serving God. We have to see the way God has portrayed love to us. And so let's remember that. Now, the Bible has defined love in three different words. It's charity. We don't use the word agape, but agape and charity is the definition in the Greek. So they use mostly the agape word. And then, but the Bible talks about charity in the book of Corinthians, and we're going to read that in a little bit. And then the fruit of the Spirit. These are the definition or the expression of love written in the Word of God in different, many different forms. So we have to consider what the Bible says about love and the agape love, or we should say the charity. Now, in the Bible, for the love or charity, it says, now, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, and so that I can remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. I am nothing. And though I restore all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity, now this is the definition for charity. Charity, agape love, charity, suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity advantages not itself. It's not vanity. It's not puffed up. It does not behave himself or herself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope in all things, endure all things. Charity never fails, but where there be prophecy, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. And where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and in part we prophesy. And so keep this in mind This is in the book of Corinthians, the first chapter. I mean, the first book of Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And it's at starting at the first verse. From the first verse, and from the first verse to number 9, 1 through 9. Now, you may say, my God, well, if that's not love, then what is it? Love is what we would consider, it is a promptness of our actions. It prompts us to do what is the right thing. Well, you said, well, I can't understand that, Pastor McCleary, because you just said that if I move mountains, if I give my goods to feed the poor, those are things that we do, but our heart must be willing to do them. It must be in our heart because charity, number one, it suffers long. Love suffers long. And love is kind. Because I do believe that people, we do some works. And this is what I believe Paul was saying in the book of Corinthians. That oftentimes when we do works, we must make sure our heart is in it. We must make sure we are doing it because we are fully persuaded that this is what I should be doing. We're not doing it to be seen. We're not doing it to be puffed up in ourselves. We're not doing it because of any hidden agenda, but because love has compelled us. Love has compelled me to do this. And that's the only reason I'm doing it, because of love. Because I love. And this is the only reason. It is very important, saints of God, that we understand love. And I do believe that this is why the church is confused. It's not confused because a lot of hypocrites are in the church and, we criticize the church. And I do understand it because most people, when they come to the house of God, they want an emotional love. They want the pastor to give them a lot of attention. Oftentimes, they want the members to give them a lot of attention. They want to be acknowledged. They want somebody to tell them how wonderful they are. And that's not love. That's self-gratification. That's self-seeking. That's self-will. And the will of oneself wants this emotional attention. And this is what causes, I believe, for the saints of God to be confused. Because most of the people in the body of Christ right now are looking for this emotional love in a spiritual house. We want somebody to tell us how wonderful we are. We want someone to say how great we are. We want someone to tell us how well we sung, or maybe someone else was getting a compliment, and before you know it, well, they didn't tell me that. We are more involved in our emotional feelings than we are about the facts of love. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These are the characteristics of love. I want to encourage you to seek after these characteristics, because when you seek after these characteristics, you will begin to find yourself having a greater love for God. For God. Many times when people are coming to the body of Christ or just assembling ourselves among people, I do believe that the world in its large is very frustrated because we have lost our first love. And our first love, that is to love, to have a genuine love for humanity, for mankind, for ourselves, for our neighbors, for our co-workers, our families, our mothers, our children, our fathers, our wives, our husbands. And love is giving. The Bible say, and Jesus and God gave. God gave. You will find in the church, and I do understand why people are saying, well, I don't like the church, and whatever, for whatever reason, but it's because we may not like ourselves. Because the church, Jesus, God gave. He gave his son. He gave. And many times in the body of Christ, or just in general, people who are not saved, we want somebody to love us. Oh, I want somebody who's compatible with me. Well, I want to encourage you to first begin to love. Because love attracts love. There is no shortage of men. And there is no shortage of women, that you can have a man or you can have a woman. There is no shortage. The shortage is love. Most people who are genuine, have honest love, are attracted to the same like people. And this is what have a common goal. It's not the sex, or it's not the emotional, it's not the kissing and the hugging, it's not going to bed and sleeping with someone. They have a common goal. And like the Greek definition for it, it's honesty, it's trust, it's loyalty, it's commitment. People who honestly have these attributes, these characteristics, are attracted to like people. People who are wanting someone, I just want somebody to love me. Well, you have to have a loving spirit. You first must love. You must have this loving spirit. You must find it within yourself. And I can truly say this by knowing I have testified and seen this. Many people that come to church come looking for love. They come looking for love. They want to be loved. And I can truly say this, that many people cannot identify with love because they are emotionally trying to find something emotionally to heal them from within. So I want to encourage you that if you want to find true love, begin with yourself. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And begin to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, love yourself second, and then you can love your neighbor. I do believe that many people don't love themselves because they are too entangled with their emotional feelings. And when you are too entangled with your emotional feelings, it's very difficult to love you because you want someone else to love that emotional feeling that you have yet to come into your own self of what's going on with your own emotional feelings. Heal yourself from your hurts and your pains and your difficulties in life and redefine love in your life so that when you can identify with love, you can embrace love. We're going to talk more about this. I know all this week I'm going to be talking about it because it's very important that we, the people of God, whether we be saved or unsaved, saint or not saint, love works. When we're not saved, love works. Love heals. Love delivers. Even if you're saying, well, you know what? I don't go to church, Pastor McLaren. I don't. Well, that's okay too, because love is an attribute that works without going into the house of God. Because God so loved the world. So since he loves you first, you can begin to love honestly and truthfully and be faithful to the thing that you're loving. And you will find yourself connecting with loving people. That's just how it is. I meet people all the time. And they meet me and I meet them. And we have a bond because we have this loving spirit. And you can too, but you got to start with yourself. You've got to love yourself. This is Pastor McLaren. I want you to live, laugh, and love. All right? We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.